Ayelet Black, Deputy Israeli Ambassador to South Africa. Good morning. How are you?
Morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Let's just see that if we can fix this line a little bit. We're going to try it this way. So you are about to head back to Israel. Are you the ex-Deputy Israeli Ambassador, or are you still the Israeli Ambassador until you the Deputy Ambassador until you leave?
I'm the deputy ambassador until I leave, and I have a fantastic replacement already here in the country, Hilaros Friedman, which I'm sure will take South Africa by storm when she starts her position.
Brilliant. Not the same storms that they're having in Cape Town, I hope, but a storm of, a storm of her own. All right. So have you been in South Africa as the deputy Israeli ambassador?
We've been here for 4 years now. Uh-huh. which has been an incredible journey. I mean, for South African years, it's time works differently here.
Yes, it does.
So I definitely feel like we've had we've had much more than 4 years worth of experience since arriving here.
So what I want to do is ask you to think about your expectations of coming to South Africa, because I've got no doubt, I don't know what you learn in diplomacy school, but you have to learn, you know, they have to tell you certain things about what you can expect. But the reality on the ground, of course, is never the same. What was your expectation versus your reality here?
So I was actually very lucky because South Africa was very familiar to me before I came. I used to actually fly over here when my parents were also career diplomats, were posted in Australia. And I also managed to meet South Africans wherever I went.
Yeah, we're quite prolific
and
that
so,
way.
Mm. So I feel like I did have a fairly good idea of what I was getting myself into, but I feel like it's definitely surpassed my expectations. And I'd already known what an amazing Jewish community was here and what South African hospitality looked like and how beautiful South Africa was. But the longer we spent here, the more it was clear to us that the hospitality was so much better than expected, and that the country is so much more beautiful the more that you drive around it.
So the physical beauty of it, you love the people. Is there a sadness in going back, or you just very excited to go back to Israel, which is of course your home?
So we are incredibly sad to be leaving. Obviously leaving through kind of corona times, if we can call it that, makes it even more sad because normally I think you and I would be having this conversation face to face. So it is a lot harder to kind of get that closure after 4 years of really finding so many friends that we consider family here. So there's so much sadness in our leaving, and of course we're happy to go home. But we're very sad to be leaving our second home here.
What are some of the lessons that you've learned from your time in South Africa from South Africans? What are you taking back with you that you didn't bring with you?
Oh, wow. So many things. First of all, the sense of community. I feel like the Jewish community here is one of the most unique communities in the world. And I've lived in quite a few countries up until now. There's really no community quite like this. I specifically want to mention also the Pretoria Hebrew congregation, that really accepted us here in open arms, and was our point of contact for anything that came our way here in South Africa. Just the way that the community is run, how the leadership is here. All these different elements of the community life is definitely something that I'm taking home with me. We're actually it's one of our experiences here is what actually affected our decision of where we're going home in Israel, to try to take some of this amazing magic that you guys have here back with us to Israel.
Explain that a little bit further.
So, for example, in Pretoria Hebrew congregation, which every time that I would come somewhere in Johannesburg, everyone would be like, oh, you live in Pretoria. and we would very proudly say, yes, we live in Pretoria. There's an amazing community.
How did that impact on where you're choosing to live in Israel? What were you looking for in where you went back?
So for me, I was a complete city girl. So I always kind of looked, in Israel, you know, you have a shul everywhere you go. Right. So within about a 5 minute walk, you'll have about 20 shuls. Mm. So there are shuls, but there aren't necessarily communities everywhere. Mm. So when we came here, I was certain that we were going to go back to the city and, you know, the style of life that we had before. But now, my husband and I are looking forward to is going into another community, in a smaller location, just south of Rehovot in Israel, which is a major effect that South Africa has had on me personally.
That's so interesting. So it's almost taking that sense back. And of course, one immediately living outside of Israel thinks, well, Israel, of course, is a community, but it isn't because there's almost little that defines, the way in which people, how people live. And in terms of your career, do you go back and then immediately, find another posting? How does it work within the diplomatic environment?
So generally we need to go back to Israel for around 2 or 3 years. Mm-hmm. And then we would get another posting. So I'd go back to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs is kind of like the backstage. Mm-hmm. So we are here at the embassies outside of Israel and back at home. That's where we get, all of the support and everything necessary in order to function as an embassy. So I get to go into the backstage, and be one of the many departments that the Ministry of Foreign Affairs runs back in Israel until we're ready to go to another posting, we hope.
You've got a young family that obviously must be always part of your decision as well, and things that can't necessarily be easy just to pick up a young family and move. But I guess that's how you grew up.
My father's a career diplomat. I grew up traveling around the world every 2, 3, or 4 years. Mm-hmm. But that was actually part of my decision making in becoming a diplomat. I always said that I'm a diplomat for my family, because I love the way that I grew up. I loved being able to experience different cultures and meet different people and redefine what anyone would consider normal. And I wanted to give that amazing gift to my children, which yes, it is difficult, but you also get so many incredible things, from growing up in this lifestyle. I mean, the fact that I could raise my kids for a few years here in South Africa is incredible. And I mean, my younger daughter, she came here when she was, about 13 weeks old. Yeah. So South Africa is the only home she knows. And she's coming back with the amazing friends that she met here, and the incredible Jewish daycare that Pretoria has, and just her amazing experiences here, driving only about 20 minutes from her home and being just in the center of the most amazing part of nature is an amazing gift that I feel like that my children received.
And I just wonder if they'll keep some of their South African accents. I think it's well worth working on.
I wish I got more of the South African accent.
I can tell you, I can't even hear a hint of it. Not even a hint. Is that can you hear any?
No, nothing.
Not even a hint of the South African. I hope it's a bit disappointing.
I hope they can put on a good braai, though.
Yes, that's
when
true.
When they go back, yeah. The South African bride. Mm.
No, that unfortunately it was one of my main points going around the world trying to pick up different accents. I specifically remember when I arrived in Australia, I came to the Sydney Jewish community and I spoke to them and I said, teach me how to do an Australian accent. And they all looked at me and they said, we all speak with South African accents.
That is absolutely true. I get it, Black. We do need to leave it there, unfortunately. And I have to say that on a personal note, you have been an incredible, incredible support for whenever I've needed anything for anything Israel related. As the deputy ambassador, I think you did a phenomenal, phenomenal job in reaching out to community, engaging people, even at times when things weren't necessarily easy. And you should be very, very proud of your time here in South Africa. Wishing you all the best, Hatzlacha, on your journey and good luck with everything. That's Ayelet Black, Deputy Israeli Ambassador to South Africa, heading back to Israel.